I think, you know, there's so many really exciting applications of AI to climate, to energy. And I think we're just seeing kind of the tip of the iceberg at the moment. But again, you know, as we've alluded, there is kind of this other side to AI, right? It is incredibly energy intensive. I think just kind of to put it into context for you all, I will rattle off a couple of stats. But, you know, one query into, you know, ChatGPT, for example, requires 10 times more electricity than just a regular Google search. Right, and that's sort of estimated. We actually don't have a good grasp on how much energy AI consumes, which we'll get to a little bit later. But you know, the IEA currently estimates that data centers, if you exclude cryptocurrency, account for 1 to 1.5% of global electricity use. They anticipate that will double by 2026, so just in the next couple of years. A number of countries have actually already put kind of temporary moratoriums on new data center builds because they're straining national grid capacity so much. So countries like Ireland, the Netherlands, Singapore have all had kind of different types of kind of, yeah, moratoriums on new data center builds. And in some other countries, the US, for example, they're kind of relying more on fossil fuels, looking at natural gas, even kind of considering and kind of extending out the retirement of coal, for example. So there's lots of implications here. And kind of as Ralph alluded to, you know, this is certainly a challenge, but we actually kind of see this as a really big opportunity. You know, there's going to be a lot of energy efficiencies that will be made in AI, but they're not going to actually kind of consumption. AI's consumption will kind of continue to outpace that. But kind of the opportunity we really see here is that governments really have the chance to co-invest and really think about AI infrastructure and energy infrastructure really kind of hand in hand. And what we see is that, you know, as AI kind of becomes and is going to become kind of even more integrated into the modern economy, we're kind of already seeing that trend. I don't think it's going to slow down. We're really kind of seeing that these two kind of revolutions are becoming more and more intertwined. And so you really aren't going to be able to have the success of AI, of kind of compute infrastructure, without having success on kind of on the energy transition. And I think, you know, there's a lot of opportunity here for governments really to be looking kind of across what we call kind of the AI value chain. So really not just looking kind of at AI models themselves, that's certainly really important, but really looking across the whole value chain. So kind of what actions really have to take place around the grid and creating renewable energy, what has to happen around the hardware side, so what has to happen within data centers, what has to happen with things like chips, for example, to increase energy efficiencies. Again, what does happen, you know, what has to happen at the model level, algorithmic complexity can determine kind of how energy intensive an AI model is, right? So there's things that governments can do, and we can talk about this a little bit later, to encourage kind of innovation there, and then same all the way kind of to how AI is used, right? And that goes to the training, but then to kind of the actual use of AI. So everything from kind of some of the applications others were talking about earlier to even how you and I use it, right? And it kind of gets back to that theme we heard about earlier today about the individual behavior and kind of what our role is in all of this. and I think what's kind of another piece I think is really quite interesting is that, you know, companies, these kind of really big AI companies, right, that are really kind of driving this revolution are also investing massively in clean tech and clean energy. You know, they know that this is a problem. They see this, right? And they also simultaneously have really huge energy, clean energy commitments. So companies like Microsoft, Google, AWS, Meta, have all made very big public commitments to run on renewable energy. So Google, for example, has a commitment to run on renewable energy 24/7 by 2030. That's not just buying credits, right? That's actually running on clean energy 24/7. So there's a lot of money there, right? And Google, again, I'm picking on Google for some reason, but Google by 2022 had invested something like $3.5 billion in clean tech. That's only sort of accelerated in the last several years. That's not slowing down. That pace isn't really slowing down. So there's kind of this real opportunity for governments to really harness kind of those investments in clean energy and in clean tech and in compute and really kind of drive these two together. And it's going to be really essential. And as Ralph mentioned, you know, we really see kind of this kind of energy and AI is really kind of creating a positive loop with each other. And again, you can't really pull them apart anymore. You really need AI to be driving the efficiencies, driving the breakthroughs, the innovation that will accelerate the energy transition. And then kind of on the other side, you really need the energy transition to be providing the clean, low cost, reliable energy that will help fuel and accelerate the AI transition. So lots of, I think, I'm a bit biased, but I think a lot of kind of exciting opportunity here. The question, of course, is how do you do that? How do you harness it? And again, I think we can get to that in a little bit.